traffic at you. Them they wonder, now me be the under the fire. African girls, them a get swagger. Oh baby, baby, you way I go the full away. Cause you turn me on, you bring me joy, you make me go away. African girls they be, them be sweet, sexy like cheese. With your back on, oh no. With your back on, oh no. Dance with your back on, oh no. With your back on, oh no. I swear, say them only a moon, I'm a church a moon, I see a cool. African girls, they be dance to the groove and feel the heat. I saw someone that see you know you need bomb, so I'm not traffic at you.
Some wee upstart prick at the front desk demanding to see some of the top brass of the East Fife Constabulary. He's one of them St Andrews lads.
Ugh, aye, here we go.
Send him on in.
I'm sure this will be another fun one.
Oh, thank heavens you're here, officer. This is such a god-awful nightmare. I wish to...
Calm yourself, lad. Take a seat. Now, you wish to report a crime?
Thank you. Yes, yes I do.
Okay, one moment. Just need to record this. Keeping it kosher, you know. Interview commencing at 0200 hours, 6th of April 2013. Posh boy reporting apparent crime.
Okay. I do apologise for the fuss I was kicking up outside, but I do think your colleague out front really appreciated the urgency of the matter. I mean, I'm almost crying here, Constable.
I think we shall refrain from the overdramatics right now, sir. It's my job to determine how serious this case is and how to proceed from here. Now. If we can backtrack just a few seconds so I can actually find out what's actually happened.
Well, it's just that I had him in mind just for a few days. I was looking after him, you know, feeding him, and my flatmates were fine with it and everything, but, well, he's gone missing.
Missing?
Oh, God, maybe even kidnapped.
Right then. That does sound suspect. I'll just pull up the missing persons procedures.
Missing persons?
Don't worry, sir. Standard practice. Now... If you can just say your name clearly and precisely so I can type it up to go on record.
Ollie Langford.
Address?
Windsor.
No, sweetheart. Your St Andrews address.
Oh, 23 Lamont Drive.
Right. Now, give me a full and accurate description of your missing friend. You know, appearance, defining characteristics, that sort of thing.
Sir, it's...
Answer my bloody question, smart arse. Come on, I'm a busy man. Describe him as best you can.
Well, he's small. In fact... Very diminutive. Ginger. Mm-hmm. Completely ginger. And very hairy.
You know what, pal? How about you just write me a wee profile of your ginger friend while I talk you through the missing persons procedure?
Oh, well, I don't know.
So, once I have your missing persons description, I'll begin the missing persons procedure. Your description shall be sent out to all branches of the Fife Constabulary, and we'll initiate a coordinated search for him. Posters shall be circulated in every hairdresser's, charity store, and overpriced cafe in Fife, and we'll have a squadron of volunteers from the local Fife area not leave a stone unturned. You may have noticed two of our finest officers in disguise outside Mackay's and Tesco's. As lead officer in this investigation, I shall have the full force of the... Ah, done with the description, are we? Super. Ah, sounds like you two are quite intimate then.
What, officer? I don't understand what you're insinuating.
Listen, Boyle, I'm not here to judge. Now... When was the last time you saw him in person?
Well, I guess the last night I saw him would have been about 2 nights ago. I thought it would be fine, you know, to take him along to this house party. I mean, I was drunk, and I guess in retrospect, it was all quite stupid, but oh, I just can't believe he's missing.
What were you doing at this house party that night?
Well, it was just a house party, you know, and, you know, me and the boys were like VIP, I guess. Oh, God, we were so wasted.
Which boys would you be referring to?
Oh, I'm actually in an all-male a cappella group here. Check us out, we're kind of a big deal. Hashtag one dream.
So, what's the name of your wee outfit?
Great Balls of Choir.
What?
Great Balls of Choir.
It's just that we've picked up several noise complaints from appalled neighbours relating to a house party 2 nights ago. The complaints were all in response to what they could only describe as an audibly salacious and scandalous rap song. The main culprit, according to eyewitnesses, was a rogue boy singing in the streets off his tits on Moy and Shandon. Any of these details ring a bell?
You can't prove that was me. What are you going to charge me with?
Correct. I can't prove it was you, but it's gone 2 a.m. and you're going nowhere. Consider this your first night in a police station, lad.
Oh, God, if Mummy found out.
Go on, pal, make yourself comfortable in the waiting room. Commencing the 6th of April. 0205 hours. We'll work through the night if we have to. Police Constable Jack McGee for the East Fife area. Bounded by the River Tay in the north, the River Forth in the south. No man is an island. For the purposes of the tape, I have begun the initial inquiries. My colleague, Police Constable Johnson, will circulate a person as missing on the national computer and wait for more information before starting protocol poster campaign. Who's next?
You go.
Oh, for goodness sakes, I'll go.
All right, miss. Follow me. Put your hands where I can see them.
What?
Out of your pockets, miss. You look sloppy. Could I have a copy of your identification? For the purpose of the tape, the suspect has placed Uno Passporto onto the table. Rudely.
Rudely?
Yes, rudely. Impolitely. Without care.
This is a joke.
Miss Eva Navarro, could you please sit down?
Your seat is dirty. It's disgusting.
Miss Navarro, need I remind you that you are in the Fife Constabulary's custody, and unless you wish to remain so, you will cooperate like every other citizen. Or CDZ.
Fine.
So you're from Spain? That's nice. I bet it's sunny there.
Mm-hmm.
Where about are you from?
The north.
Where exactly?
You won't know it.
This is a police investigation, Miss Navarro.
Tereñes.
Very nice. How do the other half live? Can I ask you to explain, for the purpose of the tape, why you're here?
I don't know what you mean.
We can provide a written version of the questions if necessary.
Yes.
Why were you brought into the police station?
I don't know.
Okay. We can do this the easy way or the hard way, Miss Navarro. Either you cooperate, and the worst I do is put in a complaint to your landlord, or you don't cooperate, and you'll be on the first plane back to Tenerife. I have Edinburgh Airport on the end of the phone.
This is ridiculous.
Hello, Edinburgh Airport. This is PC McGee here. That was a trick. Edinburgh Airport is not on the phone, but they could be.
Yes, they could be on my phone too.
Of course. Of course. But could passport control? Unless you want to be deported.
You can't deport me.
Officer.
What?
You can't deport me, officer.
You can't deport me, officer.
Yes.
Yes.
Enough! Enough with your mind games. A man has gone missing this evening.
That's nothing to do with me.
Well, I think I'll be the decider of what has to do with what in this town. Why were you brought into the station?
For having fun.
Yes. Noisy, noisy fun. Do you know what we call that in this country? Antisocial behaviour. ASBO.
What is O?
What is O?
Yes, antisocial behaviour, O.
Oh.
Yes, O.
Order.
That doesn't make sense.
The law doesn't have to make sense.
Yes, of course it has to make sense.
Do you want an ASPO? Is that what you want, Miss Rachel Navarro ASPO?
I'll get letters after my name without even getting a degree.
No, I'm willing to be lenient with you if you're willing to be cooperative. I'm the chief officer in an investigation this evening and I need some information about your party. And I'm willing to let you go with just a warning.
Fine, but whatever I can remember.
Was there any suspicious behaviour at your party?
Some people were being quite weird.
Weird? I see.
But they're always weirdos.
And what can you tell me about a short, fat, ginger, hairy man being at your party?
What do you mean?
You heard me, Manuel.
Let me think. See what I...
Hi. I guess it's nice to meet you too.
Cool, yeah, so, like, are you having fun at this house party? I am. I'm having loads of fun. Like, so much fun.
I've never really felt comfortable experimenting with drugs myself.
Drugs? Why'd you say that? And why aren't you having loads of fun?
Oh, I'm having fun, just not been taking anything sinister.
I swear everybody has gone mad. People are destroying this casa of mine. Some little, how do you say, midchid. Yeah, midchid has been ripping off the door handles and putting them in the toilet. I mean, who does that?
When in Rome.
Rome? Ah, Rome, capital of Italy. Gertlush, party capital of Italy. Fun.
And some filthy little slut is having sex in my bed. With two guys. English whores, a lot of them.
Quite the statement coming from a girl like yourself.
Que? And who are you?
Ben Isle, columnist for The Stand, maverick journalist and general lad about town.
Great party, Eva. I'm having loads of fun. Are you having fun? I think everyone's having fun.
Wow, a cat at a party.
Que?
Over there, some lads have a cat with them.
Oh, I love cats. They're great. Ooh. Ben, why is it that you're not dancing?
Because I don't move to music. Music moves to me.
Who are you?
The question is more, who aren't I? To define is to limit.
Wow, people in this town are just mad.
And in madness lies genius.
Mad, like this party.
I wouldn't say this party is so much mad as just quite sad. Alcohol destroys the soul. It turns mice into men and gentlemen into brutes. Everyone just looks quite silly. A sober man has inhibitions for a reason. To save oneself from this kind of empty, hollow behaviour. Even when I used to party with Pete Doherty, I never felt the need to intercourse. Not even oral intercourse.
Oh my God, the words of a virgin.
I have a girlfriend.
Yeah, so did Cliff Richard.
Cliff? What a queer name.
Oh, yeah, I love Lady Gaga. I just love her to bits. And Venger Boys, were you there too? Boom, 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 boom. Get in my room, yeah. We'll spend the night together, together in my room. And the other one, we like to party. We like to party. We like to party.
Then you came and shut us down.
Was there a group of a cappella males at this party?
They weren't invited.
But no small missing man.
If he was at my house, he wouldn't be missing.
For the purposes of the tape, Miss Navarro has her head in her hands in a mournful way.
Please, can I leave?
The loss of one man has affected us all. But I assure you, no officer is more capable of completing the task at hand.
I'm just tired and bored and I want to go home.
All right, Miss Navarro. You are free to go. You and your house have been issued with a warning. We'll be in touch with any further information.